Greetings, everyone at Mugger Lane Parish Church, and thank you for giving Adopt a Child an opportunity to be heard. I would like to divide my presentation in three parts: who we are, what we do, and how can you be involved. The first one, who we are. We are a Bible-based, kingdom-seeking, disciple-making ministry that is reaching out the next generation of Albania. The biblical basis for our ministry are found throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, as God was establishing the nation of Israel, He was giving an example of what God's kingdom would look like. Israel was going to be His people, and God was going to be their king. As such, they were going to be a light and blessing to all the other nations of the earth. It was in this establishment that God introduced the law, which regulated the relationship between man and God, and men with each other. Through the law and the covenant, God was establishing a nation through three components. First, knowing God. And not just head knowledge, but a relationship with God, which in today's Christian terms would be called discipleship. The second, care for one another, otherwise known as social care and justice. And thirdly, a community where everything is expressed in worship. This community today is the church. The Ten Commandments, the Book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, not only express the heart of the law: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, and love your neighbor as thyself, but also put a great emphasis on passing what is to be established to the next generation. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 till 9 says that these words that I, the Lord, command you today shall be on your heart. You shall then teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign at your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them at your doorposts, at your house, and on your gates. This is what God's kingdom is, and how it is to be established and lived. In the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus, the Lord and the King, asks of us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." At Adopt a Child Albania, it is our core value to strive for the establishment of God's kingdom in our context, at the heart of all the children and people that we reach, by doing what is right, His righteousness. This leads us to our second point: what we do. In a broad sense, we are seeking to establish His kingdom. Originally, Adopt a Child did this by offering social care primarily through feeding programs and evangelism. A few small church communities were taking root in spite of being predominantly Muslim towns and villages. Yet, as we celebrate our 25th year of ministry, in spite of the challenges of COVID-19 pandemic crisis, we are so thankful for what the Lord has enabled us to accomplish. 25 years to date, many of the children we are originally reaching and discipled are now equipped and in leadership roles. We are excited as Adopt a Child has entered into a new era of expansion, driven by a triad of ministry based on the kingdom principles that I mentioned earlier, which are composed of social care, education, and church planting. As these three components funnel to each other, we see more hearts open to the gospel through the various forms of social care, in which we do feeding programs, we have life skill programs, we offer dental care and medical care. And as children are won to faith and discipled, they then progress and are equipped through our school of theology and leadership, Christian education, and eventually pioneer new church planting. Churches that are planting churches on new frontiers. We're excited that through this triad of ministry, we are presently reaching 1,300 children in 8 hard-to-reach, difficult roads, remote areas. We have approximately 100 students in our Leadership Bible School. And we're so excited because for our students, there have been over 60 new churches planted, which in return have opened so many new frontiers of opportunities to reach even more children. So this leads us to the third part of the presentation. How can you be involved? Before getting ready for this speech, I did a little bit of research on some UK costs on basic comfort needs, coffee. And I found out that an average type of serviced coffee would approximately be £3, £3 British. Now, coffee in our today's society can be associated with necessity and comfort. On the other hand, mission is to be associated with sacrifice and leaving your comfort zone. So the question for us today is, how much are we willing to sacrifice and leave our comfort zone? The cost of 10 served coffees in UK will sponsor one of our children for a whole month of feeding aid, medical care, life skills, education, and more importantly, will help us disciple and equip some of them into disciple-making and church planting. The question for us again is, as we are challenged to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, minimally, can we make a long-term commitment of valuing God's kingdom over our discomfort and of sacrificing 10 coffees monthly? This takes us to what I call the minimal involvement for God's kingdom in Albania, sponsorship. We seek long-term sponsors that will partner with our staff, churches, and volunteers and help social care, discipleship, education, and church planting. In principle, your money has more value if it's invested in God's kingdom for two reasons. The practical reason, because in the rural, remote, and marginalized communities of Albania, it can do a whole lot more than just 10 coffees a month. It feeds children. It gives them better medical care. It gives them life skills. But more importantly, it has a spiritual reason as well. It has an eternal implication. These children will be eternally grateful to you for enabling the gospel to them, the power of God for salvation. Other ways of getting involved are short-term mission trips so that you can see what God is doing through your sponsorship. Another very appreciated way of getting involved is becoming ambassadors of Adopt a Child. This way, you can tell our stories, you can recruit others, you can mobilize your own church, and potentially even having your church partnering to do a new church plant with one of our students. Depending on your gifting, we would also love to have you teaching at our school or at our discipleship programs. On an end note, Romans 10:13-15 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But then it continues, "How shall they then call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" And how shall they preach except they be sent? In this unprecedented time of crisis, in our ministry in Albania, we're primarily thankful for two reasons. First, that like never before, the people in the areas we minister today are very open to the gospel. They are calling upon God and they are being saved. As life becomes more challenging and poverty is multiplying and the governments and the politicians do not have all the answers, people are lifting their eyes to the heavens for God's help and protection. In spite of the lockdown state, the local governments and municipalities in the areas we operate not only have given us permission, but also have requested our help so that we can help the poor families or villages. So we are thankful for the open door to the gospel of Christ. The second reason we are thankful is you, our sponsors and our supporters. You who, with your prayers, your generosity, and continuous faithful giving, keep enabling and empowering us to minister and reach out to the poor children of Albania. As the scripture says, "But how shall they hear if no one is sent to preach?" We are thankful and hopeful that through your faithful support, many times, even sacrificially and beyond your abilities, we can still go on and reach out the people of Albania, and in particular, the poor children. So thank you for listening, and please visit our website or contact us to know more how to get involved. To God be the glory. May God bless you.